I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past. Thoughts from the Shoreline, June 1st, 2017. I'm so blessed to live by the ocean. I love walking on the beach, hearing the roar of the tide crashing in. Hubby woke up this morning and came down with a big grin on his face. Let's go to the ocean. I'm always game to go walk a few miles, smelling the fresh air, finding treasures. I got a huge shell this time. Listening to the gulls crying as they swoop down to snag a fresh crab dinner. The expanse and enormity of the water reminds me how very small I really am, and how this life really isn't about me. It puts my life in perspective. You can't convince me that any of this is an accident. It's too orchestrated. There's something way bigger going on than what my finite eyes can see, that I'm a participant in. This is so not about me. The hardest part is realizing that we have no control over what happens. Humans are flawed. We make mistakes and bad judgment calls. People are infamous for hurting other people despite intent. We can't control our circumstances, but we can learn to control our reaction to things. Now hold on, don't stone me yet. I said nothing about it being easy. It's not in our nature to think this way either. You have to be proactive and intentional. And there's no instant, lasting results. It's a process, a refining. And sometimes the progress doesn't seem fast enough. It's super hard work. It stinks and you'll have opposition, but the reward is so worth it. The reward is peace. The key is giving up control to God, total control. It isn't on your strength at all. When we finally realize that we aren't really in control to begin with and let God take the reins, He then has the ability to place us where He needs us to be, free of worry and fear. And make sure to sink yourself into God's Word. No, it's not a natural instinct for most people. I realize that. It wasn't for me either. But when you're walking in line with God, peace follows no matter the circumstances. The absence of peace should be a red flag. This guy had been to prison, beaten, stoned, lashed, verbally abused, and this is what he had to say about it. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:11 through 13. From an earthly standpoint, Paul didn't seem to have much to be joyful about. He was even shipwrecked and still praised God in it. That's some rock-solid faith, determination, and commitment. That's called not being shaken by what this broken world throws at us and standing victorious. He knew it was a choice. He set his mind on the prize and kept it set. Instead of focusing on the garbage around him, he claimed victory until he had it. I don't imagine he always felt like it, either. There's those pesky emotions again. We are only here for a fleeting moment in the grand scheme of things. Just a whisper in time, a leaf blowing by in the wind. Here and then suddenly gone. From dust to dust in the blink of an eye. From an earthly perspective, it seems like some cruel and unusual joke, but there's a purpose. You know, you've seen some of it in hindsight. It can't be denied. Read Ecclesiastes. Yes, the whole book shouldn't take you but 15 to 20 minutes. With this in mind, he's saying if you look at the world through human eyes without acknowledging your Creator, then of course there's no hope. But with God, this messed up world can still have hope even in its brokenness. I want to let the one who created this place be in charge. He can see the big picture, and he really does want an abundant life for us. Life doesn't always look how I think it should, and that's actually a good thing. It's not an insult to me. It just reminds me of my need for Jesus. We weren't meant to do life without him. Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me. And click the bell if you want notifications. And hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. Maranatha! And now that he's washed me clean, I want to follow where he leads. We were made to love, we were made to give. The reason why we're here, the reason why he gave us life. We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here, this is why he gave us life. So let his love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.